currently a doctoral student at Middle Tennessee State University in the Department of Health and Human Performance, or not currently, or yes. And Ms. Oliver has also received a Bachelor of Science degree in psychology and a Master of Science degree in Health and Human Performance from the same university. Ms. Oliver's previous research endeavors have focused on various adolescent health topics, including sexual intercourse, substance use, bullying, mental health, and protective factors among United States and Ghanaian students. Today she'll be talking about a relationship between age and sexual initiation and substance use among U.S. high school students. Brittany.
Thank you for that introduction. Thank you all for staying. I was surprised to see such a packed room, but I'm excited. So let me go into this. Once again, the title is Relationship Between Age of Sexual Initiation and Substance Use Among U.S. High School Students. Yes. One thing that I like to emphasize when I present any research on adolescents and their health behaviors is the importance of looking at this group to begin with. I recently worked with a group of young female adolescents. They said, oh, well, my health classes, yeah, they taught us about cardiovascular health, but I don't even know why that's important right now. But, you know, the perception is adolescents, they're healthy. Not necessarily true in all cases. We find that with this population, they're starting to engage in particular behaviors that are affecting their health now, but it's most important to also nip those negative behaviors in the bud, in a sense, so that we can make sure that they start engaging in more positive health behaviors, because all of these choices that they make now will contribute to their overall health throughout their lifetime as they're going further into adulthood. There are several ways that we assess the health behaviors of adolescents. There's Communities That Care, which focuses more on substance use behaviors. We also have the Global School-Based Health Survey, which also has an international component to it, but it's fairly similar to the YRBS, or the Youth Risk Behavior Survey. With the YRBS, it assesses alcohol and other drug use. Other drug typically is the illicit drugs, so marijuana, heroin, cocaine. Dietary behaviors, not only what are they consuming, but what behaviors are they engaged in to control their weight. Physical activity, sexual behaviors, are they having sex? Are they having protected sex? Are they preventing pregnancy? Who are they having sex with? Tobacco use, and then unintentional injuries and violence, so engagement in physical fights or bullying behaviors. All of the information that we gather from instruments such as the YRBS are used to help develop programs. So in the initial stages, you need to understand what types of behaviors you really have to focus on. What should your program really try to hone in on? And then evaluate the effectiveness of such programs. We've talked about several programs here in this single session that if you look at the YRBS, which is conducted every other year nationally, you can identify, just in general, are those programs really working to decrease STIs among this population, or violence prevention, because I know they have a component that looks at intimate partner violence on the YRBS. But it also helps researchers like myself look at trends over time. Like I said, the YRBS is conducted every other year, and to examine relationships that may exist between specific variables, which leads me into my current research project. The purpose of this project was to look at the relationship between age of initiation of sex and then substance use behaviors among U.S. adolescents. Specifically, I wanted to ask, what is the relationship between age of initiation of sexual intercourse and substance use, either current, which was in the past 30 days, or over their lifetime, among U.S. high school students when controlling for age, gender, and race? I hypothesized that students that engaged in sexual activity prior to age 13 would report more engagement in substance use behaviors than students that had postponed sexual intercourse until after age 13. So the literature right now, it's pretty varied, but I found that overall, adolescents that had sex, just in general, not necessarily early age initiation with sex, also reported more episodic drinking. When we looked at substance use, there was a positive relationship between having used substances and initiating sex at an earlier age, and then also having at least two recent sex partners, being pregnant or having gotten someone pregnant, and then recent sexual intercourse, which is, once again, typically within the past 30 days. When we focus more on initiation, if an adolescent initiated sex at an earlier age, they were also more likely to report more sexual partners, and then also consumption of alcohol or use of drugs prior to their last sexual activity. They also reported higher rates of illegal drug use. When we looked at early initiation of substance use, those that started drinking at an earlier age had increased odds of being more dependent on drugs or abusing drugs throughout their lifetime. And then early initiation of cigarette smoking, alcohol, and cannabis use also increased their use of other illicit drugs. And then last, we have initiation of smoking at an earlier age was related to actual attempts of suicide. So sometimes I think the focus is on, okay, they're going to engage in other risky behaviors, but we don't look at, okay, it can just affect their mental health or their relationships. For the current study, I used the 2009 YRBS. The sample size for this was 16,410 students. The analysis that I used was complex sample logic analysis. My independent variable was sexual initiation, and I had several dependent variables that just looked at substance use as far as it was available with the YRBS. And once again, it's important to note that some of these substances were, I guess, analyzed as having the adolescent reported over a lifetime using that substance or within the past 30 days using that substance. So, overall, about 46% of students reported having ever had sex, and then 5.9% said that they had sex prior to age 13. When we look at age of initiation by some of those control variables that I mentioned earlier, only gender and race were significant. We found that male students reported more frequent or had a higher percentage that said that they engaged in sex prior to age 13. And then African American students and Caucasian students were more likely to report having initiated sex prior to age 13 in comparison to Asian students and Hispanic students. This is just overall substance use, and the ones that are marked by asterisks are measured within the past 30 days, so those are the current substance use behaviors. But you'll see alcohol, approximately 41% of students said that they had drank at some point. And with YRBS, it's looking at students as young as 11 to 18, 19. So that is pretty alarming to see that many students. And then it's also followed by marijuana use, tobacco use, and ecstasy use. So the main results, looking at age of initiation prior to age 13, had they had sex across those different substance use variables, and you'll see one of the highest ones is cocaine, and that's actually looked at as a current behavior, even though it says lifetime. But students that reported having initiated sex prior to age 13 were also more likely to report current use of cocaine, and the odds were 9.14. And then that is followed by meth use over one's lifetime. The odds were 8.93, and then you'll see ecstasy use kind of high as well, 6.65 as far as the odds, followed by alcohol and then cigarette smoking. After getting those results, we wanted to look at early initiation of substance use behaviors, and we found that there was a significant relationship between early initiation of sex, so once again, prior to age 13, and early initiation of substance use, strictly looking at cigarette smoking and alcohol consumption, and the odds for cigarette smoking were 9.5, and then for alcohol consumption, 5.1. So overall, Students that reported early initiation of sex were more likely to report engagement in substance use behaviors and early initiation of cigarette smoking and alcohol consumption. There are some limitations with this study, strictly because the YRBS is conducted every other year and it's cross-sectional, so I can't really say anything as far as causality, and it's self-report. Within the past 30 days, not, I guess, as much of a concern. We're pretty confident that they can remember what's happened in the past 30 days, but when we're asking across one's lifetime, that has other issues as far as recall for that student. In conclusion, there's a need to address substance use as well as sexual behaviors in any kind of program that would otherwise just try to focus on one or the other when targeting adolescents. So I think that it would be important to look at the effects of educational programs. We've mentioned two great programs here. To look at, okay, are our programs working? And if we add this other component, say to Dr. Brady's for that focuses on sexual behaviors, if you add a substance use behavior component to that, can we address multiple issues in this setting? And then analysis of additional sexual behaviors would be important as well. I only looked at early initiation of sex, but that's only one risky sexual behavior. Looking at adolescents and having multiple sex partners, are they using any form of protection when they're engaged in these sexual activities would also be important, especially in terms of drug use. One of my references said that a considerable number are engaging in substance use behaviors prior to using or having sex. So we want to address both of those issues. Also, an identification of predictors and protective factors for both sex behaviors and substance use behaviors. Ms. Chapman mentioned peers as an influence in dating relationships. I think that would also be relevant to address in this situation. Some literature does say that having positive family influences, particularly parents and peers, can actually delay the initiation of sexual activity. And then if we had a longitudinal study or a panel study so that we can really establish some sense of causality, so are they engaging in this behavior, the substance use behavior prior to having sex, or is it vice versa? And is there a simultaneous relationship? So are they engaged in both of those types of behaviors at the same time? So questions and answers. And I guess this is a good segue into Any of the questions?
Any questions for me?
Yes.
I'm just wondering if you have plans to look at other age groups besides less than 13, for example, 15, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, if you have a gradient of education between how young people are and these behaviors. And the reason I ask is because I was wondering to what extent
True. I think that would be really interesting. I did come across one study that looked at 15-year-olds and asked them simply, are you having sex? They considered that early initiation, and then they looked at substance use behaviors. But I think it would be very relevant to look at that, because even when I was preparing for this, that kind of came up. But there's no way in the YRBS to capture sexual abuse. But I'm always interested in the qualitative component of research. But that's, you know, just one of the limitations. But it would be pretty relevant. Any other questions? Okay.
Why don't we give all of our presenters another round of applause.